provide certainty and predictability for farmers, families, and rural America. And it is especially timely when we have a trade policy that has a question mark at the end of it. I dearly hope that the president is successful with trade negotiations, with NAFTA. I think we should take another look at TPP or with China. And the problem with tariffs, I know they're trying, I know the administration is trying to send a message, very strong message, and address the trade deficit that we have had. But the moment that happens, there is retaliation, and the retaliation 90% of the time comes at agriculture and the small manufacturers all across the country, and for that matter, everybody up and down the food chain and in many other areas of the economy as well. So again, that farmer out there on that combine in Kansas trying to finish up his crop, and hopefully the weather has not destroyed it. But again, if that has happened, he at least has crop insurance, and he wants assurance, and he's saying, I know what he's saying, because I visit with him all the time. In my entire public career, this is my eighth farm bill. This is not our first rodeo, Senator Stabenow, as you well know. I know what he's thinking. He's saying, well, Robert said he'd get us a bill. And Senator Moran says that he's going to get us a bill. The entire Kansas delegation says we're working on a farm bill. And we do that every time. We need to wrap this up today. I look forward to working with my colleagues on continuing to prove this, to move this process forward. I would simply say we need to get this done. Again, the paramount issue is to get it done, provide farmers certainty and predictability. If I sound like I'm repeating that 10 times, I intend to. And all other issues, which I know senators feel are terribly, terribly important, come into second place.